Let's journey together, a moment with Father. I'm Linda Goldfarb, and I want to encourage and inspire your walk with the Lord. For more encouragement, please visit lindagoldfarb.com. I'm so glad you're here. What's around the corner? I admit, there are days I wake up and think, with so much negativity going on right now, what's next? We look at the world of politics, social upheaval, relationships within families, and conflict in the workplace and wonder, what's next? Yet, God. Amidst all the confusion, we have a shepherd longing to guide us into our next steps. Jehovah Raha, the Lord is my shepherd. Praise God, though we may feel lonely, we are not alone. Jehovah Raha has prepared the best for us, if we would but follow his lead. We read in Psalm 23, verses 1 through 3, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name." Look around for his blessings. What do you see? The Lord knows us. He desires us to know him intimately, and he sacrificed his all for us. We read in John 10, verses 14 and 15, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and they know me, just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father. So I sacrifice my life for the sheep." When we find ourselves at a crossroads and confusion strikes, let us listen for his voice and then be still while we listen to his voice. Holding tight to truth gives us strength to endure and perish not. We read in John 10, verses 27 and 28, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me." Oh, my friend, we can agree that life is challenging, and at times the road seems impassable. Yet, let us always remember that God is with us. He is our shepherd. He guides us, protects us, and cares for us. How has Father guided you this week? Let's journey together. Jehovah Raha, show me the way. Guide my steps, Lord, that I may bring honor to you. Thank you for giving me rest. Thank you for giving me eternal life. Thank you for never letting go of me. You renew my strength each day. You make clear my path. I hear you, and I follow. Hallelujah. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. James 1:22. May Yahweh bless you, keep you, and guide you in all you do. Until next time, this is Linda Goldfarb, and I'm so glad we're on this journey together with Father.